Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The fourth Sunday of Advent, the Gospel according to Matthew. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. As we light the love candle on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we rejoice in the endless love that God has for each of us and for Joseph, the man chosen by God to become Jesus' father and Mary's husband. Joseph, simple, genuine, and faithful. When faced with the dilemma of Mary's pregnancy, Joseph's character is immediately revealed through his actions. He thinks not of his own honor, but of her protection. Joseph is a just man, and justice for Joseph was not merely about following the law. It was about reflecting the heart of God. Humility, kindness, and wisdom shine through his decisions, and when the angel of the Lord speaks to Joseph in his dreams, he trusts and acts on God's plan, providing safety, identity, and love to Mary and Jesus. Joseph became Jesus' father not by nature, but by choice, by calling, and with unwavering faith. Joseph doesn't say a single word in the whole of the Gospels. We know his character by those that tell the story of his actions and his trust in the providence of God. Joseph was a man through whom Jesus would first come to understand human love, tenderness, discipline, perseverance, hard work, and sacrifice. Joseph the carpenter was not a man of wealth or fame. God did not place his son into a mansion, nor into the house of scholars or religious elders. God chose a craftsman, a laborer, a man who worked with his hands and honored his vocation. There's a deep theology in this choice, for it reveals that holiness is not reserved for the church and the priest alone, but can be found in the life and labor of the ordinary Joe. I personally love that God chose a carpenter to be Jesus' earthly father. I'm surrounded by strong, humble men who, like Joseph, faithfully supported their families through the work of their hands, the sweat of their brow, and the kindness of their hearts. They too showed who they were and are through their actions. I am the daughter of a blue-collar electrician that lived in a corporate community. My dad was married to my mom for 73 years. They had a love affair that was hard to beat. When asked how many children he had, Dad proudly responded, five girls and five boys. My dad loved babies and had a special place in his heart for his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Nothing gave him greater joy. I can still picture the smile on his face when my grandson called him Papa. I am the wife of a strong and gentle man who supported his family, community, and friends as an auto mechanic and a water serviceman throughout his career. He was actively involved in raising our two children and still offers them guidance and support as they raise their own children. In retirement, he, along with his sister, cared for his special needs sister and elderly mom when they needed his help. My husband opened our home to my parents after my mom's stroke and my dad's many ailments. Through all our adventures, my husband remains the love of my life and my best friend. I am the sister of a carpenter and poet, a man who referred to himself as a simple man. He was a family man, a small business owner, and gifted craftsman. He had a gentle nature, a strong sense of justice, and a heart of gold. His family and friends were his treasures. My sweet brother passed away this summer. When speaking about my brother, one of his lifelong friends had this to say about him. He made me a better person. Let's give a big shout out to all those wonderful people out there living lives of service. We see you. Your faith, your selfless love, work ethic, and support to family, friends, and community make a difference. Thank you for making this world a better place. As we enter into this holy Christmas season celebrating Jesus' birth, let's remember Joseph's example. Let's cherish each other, listen to God's voice, and remain open to God's direction for our ordinary lives.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.